Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your enemies about this. You're listening to Clean from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. 7:30 on the dot. Please call in. Get involved with the calls. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, truth is, it basically had been, in our last episode, we were in Miami, Florida, and really, the place had become basically destitute because of the homeless problem, global warming, global climate change, really, and all that problem. I told them we'd been there before, and they had not. Especially Clifford, but there were a lot of beach bums, a lot of vagabonds who basically lived by the beach and kind of made it their own home, and how they were getting chased off it. How it's a bad thing. Homeless problems can be growing and growing and growing. Now, organic, I remember when organic, okay, also, I remember now when we had basically, after we packed up and left Miami, I said, where to next? He said, don't ask questions. Stop asking, are we there yet? Are we there yet? I just wanted to basically make sure I was familiar with where we're headed next, because there's such a thing as cultural differences. Something you can do in one place, you can't necessarily do in the other. I said, I'm trying to prepare, so just tell me. So, just be quiet. Before I knew it, sure enough, there we were in Washington, D.C. We went back to Washington. When I asked why we're going back there again, he told me himself. He said,
DJ,
now here's the problem. Truth is, the biggest cities, they got the biggest homeless problem. The biggest cities got the biggest homeless problem, the biggest littering problem. So it's the big cities. And this is a city where there's a lot of homeless people. There's a lot of litter. This is the place where laws are made. So this is capital. We're going back there. We're going to visit our haunts again. We're going to go over there more than once because they need our help. Because I try to make each show unique and interesting for you. But the problem, but see, the thing is, I don't know how to basically make this all that varied. I mean, we went to certain places all over, and we picked up litter, and we talked with the homeless people that were there. Now, sometimes, here's the thing, I did not necessarily, how do I put this? I didn't always get the best response from them. I tried to reach out to some of them, but the thing is, you shouldn't reach out too much, because that apple's in every corner. Some people who basically snap out there, whatever. It's like petting a stray dog you don't know. Some of them would say, it was none of my business. Some of them would say, what else? I had a few bad breaks and I wound up here. Some of them said, I had a family didn't accept me. But something really interesting happened in Washington, D.C. Once again, picking up litter, checking it twice, looking around and basically... Some guy, a random guy, saw me pick up garbage. He smiled and said, here's another one, and threw something on the street. And his buddy had a laugh. Say it again. You know, they don't necessarily they only respect somebody who cleans up after you. They don't get to respect, not always. I met some appreciative people. I met them. They exist. But they weren't everybody. Anyway, at one point there, I had come across a homeless person who was handicapped. I went over and I just said hello. He said hello back. I asked him his story. And he told me about how basically he struggled his whole life because he was handicapped and eventually wound up homeless. Now, here's the thing. The government doesn't always take care of homeless people the same way they don't always take care of the war veterans. These are people who gave their lives over to the military, to Uncle Sam, to whatever have you, and then they were thrown on the streets. Anybody can wind up out there. And what were his means? What were his odds? What were personally his alternatives, I ask you? His legs didn't work no more. I sat with him and asked, what happened to you? And he said it happened to him when he was in a car accident. lost his leg, and he lost everything else. He wasn't able to maintain anything no more. He wasn't. He was in a bad way. Organic, you remember this?
He's out to lunch again.
I'm on the live, but he's not either.
Anywho, as I sat there talking with the man with the busted legs,
he told me about the people he met on the streets. He told me the stories that mattered. He told me about how there was, honestly, it was sort of one thing after another. He told me personally about what it was like to be basically without means. I said, I was basically coming from the Timmy's. I've been going all around town, up and down town. I've been going around, I'm going all around the country. I was even outside the country for New Year's Eve, picking up garbage. I didn't have to be near. You know, every country, they mostly have fireworks, basically, for the 4th of July. But did you know, New Year's. They have, for New Year's Eve, they have all kinds of fireworks. But do you know, that special meal that they particularly eat in Italy, they eat New Year's Day. We went there for the big celebration or whatever, and also to pick up a lot of the mess that was left celebrating right after New Year's itself. We brought some time how we helped people. We did that. Truth is, I don't know. It's not. I want to help you, man. I want to help this man whose legs were just strictly ornamental at this point. He couldn't even stand up anymore. In Washington, D.C., now this is a place, nation's capital. Now, you know, there are laws against leaving homeless people. There are laws against leaving people who are handicapped, helpless, unable to fend for themselves. You know what I remember thinking? I could do something. What? What's organic? What do I do? He said to me, he said in his own words, DJ, tell me a story. Tell them all about you. And tell them how you're there to help him. We're not just here to pick up brush. We're here to help the homeless. We're here to help them. Give him home. I wanted to, but here's the thing. He was already blown out here, basically being able to take care of himself, being homeless or whatever. What could I do for him if he had already tried to do for himself? It didn't work. I mean, dang. What? I don't know. I told him all about my town in McKinleyville, how we did everything over there. I told him how we seem to have everything, how we've been traveling. I haven't told him how I got the name DJ Butterfly Feces. He laughed. I didn't tell the story yet. He just laughed at the fact that somebody was actually named that. It was a catchy sort of handle, I guess. But once again, it's the kind of name the kids in the schoolyard give you when they just want to punk you. I don't know. I guess all the really interesting names have been taken. I mean, whatever. It's like, but the truth is, in a way, people don't realize. I'm supposed to be like fertilizer. Okay, the cocoon, the caterpillar goes into the cocoon. It's a little workshop, and it spins and spins and spins until it emerges into a beautiful butterfly. And then the butterfly floats around, and then the feces you don't find, the fertilizer is the compost of which they grow everything, whatever. That's how I got that name. I didn't want this name. I didn't give it to myself. So the guy who basically is in charge of all this just gave it to me. He's been financing the stress. The goal is to pick up the garbage and help homeless people. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. The truth is, we've helped people. We've helped a lot of people. I don't think we've done enough. Somehow, I think one of the biggest problems, really, is that people just keep having people, you know? And we can try to basically find means to basically help people live, whatever. You know, we were in basically in Las Vegas at one point. I remember we were trying to make sure that they built more housing for people. Like, you know, I mean, it's like a place like Nevada, which is a big desert. If you can basically have civilization there, you can have it anywhere. But built Vegas, the ultimate tourist trap. A lot of open space. So there's more places for people to live and what, whatever. We had the resources, like electricity, running water, food, or whatever, so people could live basically. They could live all over. It's a big, I thought it's just too many people. There's just too many. Well, I felt like basically if we keep making sure more homeless people are helped, the world would just crank out more people. And then those people would be homeless, and then what? When do we say we have enough people? I don't know. It was a scary thought. But this is a guy who needed my help, and I was going to do it. I was going to help him. I was going to help. I don't know what to do. I basically went around and I told everybody about this vagrant who didn't have legs anymore, who didn't have working legs anymore. And basically, at some point, he'd lost the ability to walk, and he was on the street. And they brought him there, and the thing is, people shouldn't be on the street anymore. We need this a system that helps out and fixes. Things need to be fixed. We need to make things better. Truth is, I was wondering how it's going to help. Because I didn't know. I don't think I could do much helping. I wanted to help. I really did. God, things are bad. I had to figure out what I was going to do. I tried around the other homeless people. I tried making sure that this guy needed to get some kind of help. I thought maybe if we all banded together, you know, a big lesion and whatever, I don't know, start walking up and down on something, I'm sure that we could do something about this. I tried basically submitting him to a homeless shelter. I tried telling people, this guy can't walk anymore. I'm sure they're going to have to do something about this. They told me to wait. They went up to get somebody, and then he said, this is what they do. I've done this before. They're just going to make us wait and wait until we get up and leave. This is disturbing. Is this a problem? I don't want to basically make a challenge. Everyone who's disabled should have all the benefits and nobody should try. But homeless people, no. Handicapped people have basically died from bed sores, you know. The sores open up in the body and then they leak out blood and whatever and get all infected. That's a thing. I don't know what happened to my new friend. I tried entertaining him with all the tales, all the things I did on the road. And I asked him to tell me his story, all of it. I had a little trouble telling it to me. He was sick, he was ill, but he told me about how basically he was an able-bodied man who enjoyed his life and whatever until he lost feeling to walk. And he didn't have a family he could stay with, and even then, could they afford to take care of him? One more mouth to feed, or they would wind up on the streets too. See, not everybody wants to personally. It's 7:45 here right now on the program. Kakuna for the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Species, the one and only. Get involved. Get involved. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, truth. Truth was, the real truth was that I wanted to help this man. But I didn't know how. I didn't know how to help. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what. I didn't know.
No, I'm not saying I was doing it right now. But I was still there waiting, standing around and waiting in that homeless shelter, hoping they could take on a few more souls. I came out and I never thought we did before. Let's try to get on the news or something. Let's try to basically get some political grassroots things going on, dang it, for the people to basically help them.
There's a homeless problem and it needs to stop. What do we do about it?
It looks like we have enough resources to help everybody. We just don't really want to use them because then again, for the 1% that I have all, there'll be less money for them. You know, they already have everything.
Dang it. I didn't know.
Truth is,
things were bad, but I wasn't going to leave my new friend behind. I was going to stay with him. I knew if I could save him, we could save the others. You know, Organic himself said, we're not meant to save everybody, but we got to try. See, that's how you achieve excellence. You always try to sort of reach for perfection. You're never going to quite reach it, but you come close. Always making big changes. At one point, I remember him asking me, dude, excuse me, helping this guy. Did you pick up garbage? Yeah, picked up a lot of it. Once pick up all you saw. What about him? I mean, we're supposed to be helping these people, too. We're not just here to pick up trash. We're supposed to be making a difference, a major difference. It was something. It was something. Or something. Finally, someone came down. He said, you guys are still here. What are you doing? I looked at my friend. He was right. It was just a stall tactic. They tell you just wait a minute, and then they just disappear, and so you just give up and leave. It's a scam. But when what happened? I explained to him that this is a man who can no longer walk, and he needs benefits. I mean, I'm sorry. No, that's what you said before, and then you just I told him, your whole plot is just to keep us waiting until we just give up. Isn't that it? What to do?
I refuse to move from my spot. Refuse. I didn't know what there was to do. I didn't know what. I didn't know what. I remember thinking to myself, if I help him, I'm helpful to him, I'm going to pick up more trash. But I just want to save this one soul.
Because, you know, let's say there's a lot of garbage on the street. I remember thinking, it's ugly. It's unsightly. But does it really matter in the long term? I know trash tends to get in the way and it tends to look awful. But tell the truth. What truly does all this trash really make that big a difference? Isn't it just swallow it up at some point? They say you got to take care of a mess before it gets too big. A mess can grow.
Some slobbing thing like that can. Right. But I knew this was something that needed to be dealt with. This guy was dying and he needed my help. He didn't say he was actually terminal, but come on. In a wheelchair, room on the street, something had to be done.
Finally, they got the message clear that we weren't leaving until basically he was dealt with.
Finally, he got the help he needed. It came when they were forced. I wore them down. I was ecstatic. He shook hands and I said, don't forget this. Remember me. I'm going to go save what's left of the world. I ran out of there, and I started picking up trash again. It was a real thing. I started picking up garbage. It was so
messed up. I waited till they started picking up trash. I went over to Organic. Where have you been? I said, I'm here to pick up trash. And I was helping the guy who basically didn't have working legs. I was trying to save him. Did you help him? Yeah. All right, cool. That's cool. I like to think I could do it. It was a real thing. It was a real problem, but I like to think I made things better. I started picking up garbage. I started picking up trash. Picking it up, cleaning it up. Truth is, I don't know. I like to think things got a little bit better. I dealt with them. I picked up as much garbage as possible, but I was always thinking about more people I could help. I'm thinking, Organic, I got somebody off the streets, a guy who didn't have work and lay. Dude, how do you know they made that big a difference? How do you know they didn't just basically give them the run around and throw them back out? I'll stand by here. You going to go look? No, don't go around looking, man. We don't have time for that. You pick up garbage. Pick it up. Clean it up. Then when it's all picked up in the street, clean whatever, then we'll talk about noise. Anywho, I picked up. I could feel my back starting to get sore. You know, I mean, I didn't lift with my knees, and basically I did that whole thing, and you put your back around because it's the most flexible, whatever, you don't realize. When you start to get older, your back gets hard. It creates all that twisting motions, creates some back problems. I thought, oh, God, I got back trouble. I'm going to need a chiro. I kid you not. I didn't want to, I don't know how to not be too much to ask him for that. I don't want to ask him for that because I know if I do, I might get in trouble. It's a real thing. It's something. Sure enough, we did. The place looked a lot nicer. I wondered how long it was going to last. I wanted to basically find a few more homeless people to help them out, too. So that's a march on Capitol. So I basically tried to collect some of the other vagrants. I did. And we walked on those steps. Basically, we went there for decoration. We wanted to make a moment that so many of us were thrown on the streets. Something needs to be done about the homeless problem. Not just to stop people from becoming homeless, but helping people that already were, helping them get back on track. I mean, they all slip and fall. This is all the help them recover, help them overcome, help them, just help. Finally, a cop car showed up, and people were arrested. Dang, you know, I like to think that maybe in a way, well, they're being sheltered now, aren't they? The cops are lucky. Well, maybe I was trying to think that I helped more than I did. It was a problem, a real problem. The question is, what were we all going to do about it? I just wanted to make a difference. And not in a way I was, but maybe I wasn't making as big a difference as I felt like to think I was. Truth was, it was a real thing. was a real thing. I had done something. I did something important. I did something special. I did something that mattered. I did. It still wasn't big enough. People, as I've told you before, I'm trying to tell you what each one of these experiences was different, was unique and different. But something has to be there. But how many tell you so many different times, different ways that we picked up the golf. Thing is, one thing about Washington, D.C. is, you know, usually the biggest cities is one of the biggest homeless problems. They tend to have a program that will help out. They tend to have that. They really do. As long as they're not helping out enough. Things were bad. Something had to be done. Truth is, I don't know. I wanted to do more. I wanted to help. I always want to stay a little bit long because I feel like we're really making differences. I sometimes wonder why people still bother having kids when they're already in financial or whatever. It helps to have control over their life. In a way, you think the whole family and clan can stay together. There are a few more hands around. They don't think about the way things are running. There are places where people have had to virtually leave because the vacancy problem has been so bad. It's not just in America. It's all over. I kept thinking about my man. My friend, the man who didn't have working legs. And as I got into, I teamed up with the rest of the gang, whatever, we made it clear. We're going to make our next spot. We're going to hit the next what have you. It's going to happen. But even Lisa Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here. The one and only, accept no substitutions. You can get all our shows online, all over the internet. You can do that. Call us. We're here. Check us out. We're all on the web on Blog Talk Radio. I am comedian DJ Butterfly Feces, and you can listen to Cocoon from the microphone. Thank you, and good night.